You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. According to Homeland Security's head of cybersecurity, the Russians were able to hack our voter systems and penetrate the voter registration rolls in several states. Well, that does it. The Russians have pushed us too far. Nobody disrupts the American institution of free elections. Vladimir Putin, you can expect President Trump to give you a strong and forceful hug and some chocolates on Valentine's Day. Lonzo Ball's girlfriend is pregnant. Man, for $200, those big baller brand condoms sure don't work very well. But Lonzo wouldn't have gotten her pregnant if he was like his father. All mouth. Quincy Jones has got everybody upset. Q did an interview with Vulture, and he spilled more tea than Michael J. Fox drinking Lipton. Quincy says that Michael Jackson was greedy, the Beatles are the worst musicians ever, and that acting legend Marlon Brando had sex with Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye, and a mailbox. And Quincy Jones also revealed that he used to date Ivanka Trump. That's right, Daddy Trump's daughter used to dip it down low on the dude. Well, no wonder Donald Trump hates black people. He can't stop thinking about Quincy Jones being inside Ivanka's secret garden. Quincy gave Ivanka the old razzmatazz, and even though he hit it just once, he found 100 ways to do her stuff like that. I'm Chris Paul, performing Friday through Sunday at Chuckles Comedy House in Memphis, and this was the Morning Minute.